When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, we're back for another podcast, 182. So these guys have been edging me all week about some mysterious story. They're like, we're going to save it for the podcast. It's going to blow your mind. I mean, this is going to be a story that could change your thought process for generations to come. You're going to tell your grandkids about this story. And you know, I've been chomping at the bit. I've been like, let's get in the chair. Let's start talking about it. And they keep moving the timeline. But we're finally here to speak about the big, big story, guys, coming from these two. I'm ready. I'm primed. Give it to my ears. Also, hit some intro music. We'll do after that. Yo, subscribe to the Patreon. We actually just did a hilarious drunk episode with Tara Yummy that we're not allowed to put on the internet, obviously, because let's just say nefarious things took place.
Very nefarious.
I don't want to say kisses might have been had, but
Kisses might have been had.
Anyway, subscribe to the Patreon. It'll be linked in the description or the first comment. Also, we're going to do a Christmas giveaway for any paid subscription or Patreon members. Xbox, Nintendo Switch,
AirPods,
honestly, gift cards, whatever.
Keep commenting, dude. What you guys want.
What do you guys want? Huh? How about that? Anyway, so Patreon's great. Anyway, let's get into the business. Zach, okay, I want to hear about it.
Here's the thing.
We almost died.
You guys almost deceased?
Yeah, we almost.
Actually, are you hyping it up? Let me hear the story and I'll see if you guys almost died.
Okay.
I don't know. We're definitely haunted by a ghost. Or,
who?
Or something.
In the home?
Yes. In the home.
There's something nefarious afoot.
There is something very nefarious.
You want to go? You want me to go?
I don't know. Do you want to tag team this?
We can tag team it. So we were upstairs.
It was like last Tuesday.
We were upstairs the other day. It was just me and Jared in the house. And I was playing a video game. Jared wanted to come see what it looked like. So we came in there and we were just kind of hanging out. And then Jared heard a noise first. You want to describe what was going on?
Yeah. So he's playing the video game. It's kind of quiet. I'm just watching him, whatever. And then I hear like the traditional telephone ringing, whatever, like the ding, 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 ding. You know?
No. Go ahead. I already
made the sound effect. Okay. They get the idea.
Gotcha.
So I hear that and it rings a couple times.
So you hear like a ring, 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 ring.
Yeah.
But when you hear like ring, 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 and then you hear, you have a call from.
And then it kind of goes muffled after that. Right. And so we're a 21st century household. We don't have a traditional home phone in here. And so I look at Skylar because I think I'm going crazy right now. I look at him. I'm like, did you hear that? He's like, no, I definitely heard that. Right. And it sounded like.
So first I thought that maybe Alyssa, because, you know, sometimes if you have your noise on your computer or something turned on, you get a phone call. It'll tell you if you're getting a phone call.
Yeah.
I thought maybe Alyssa was in the house, like downstairs, and she was getting a phone.
Where did you think the ominous phone call came from? Where did it sound like?
It sounded like it was from either Alyssa's room, but like up.
So it wasn't my room.
No, it was definitely wasn't your room. Wow. So it was coming. So I was sitting on the edge of Skylar's bed, which Alyssa's room is to the left of that. So it sounded like it was coming left.
I've been telling you guys she's of the devil, but anyway, go on.
It sounded like it was coming left and up, right? And we're on the second floor of our house. So
our four-story house.
Shut up. No, two-story house. So that was the real creepy part. So then we kind of take a moment. We wait to hear it again, and it doesn't ring again. And so we go outside of his room, and we start calling for Alyssa. And we're like, Alyssa, were you here? Nothing. Dead silence, right? And so then we call her, and she's like, yeah, I haven't been home in like 30 minutes.
And so then I was like, okay, well, maybe. I was like, is there anything in your room when you get a phone call, like it something would play? Like, do you have like a computer out or something? She's like, I don't know. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to call your phone. Don't answer it. See if this happens again. Called, nothing happened. So then we're like, what the fuck could it be? And then Jared was like, I was like,
so we go downstairs, right? And we're talking, we're like, what the fuck could it be? Like, that's so weird. Like, is there, maybe there's just like a phone in here somewhere that like our landlord left when he used to live here, but why would it still be charged? We've been here for a year. And so we kind of have like a moment of silence. Like we're down in the kitchen making food. There's like a moment of silence. I go, fuck, do you think that's coming from our crawl space, like our attic up there? And he goes, we have a fucking attic.
And it is spacious. Yeah. You think there's a guy up there?
We went up there.
Okay. We went up there.
Keep going.
Okay. So
Skyler's 2024.
Skyler's like, we have a fucking attic. I was like, yeah. Like the entrance is right by my room. And he's like, we got to go check it out now. And so we go upstairs.
Also, Jared, we get the ladder upstairs. And I'm like, what? Let's say there is somebody in the
car. He's got a marker.
Brother. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do if we go up there and there is actually something wrong.
Something nefarious.
And so Jared, again, we don't have any good weapons in this house.
No.
Jared hands me his fucking knife again.
The one that's shaped like
the Bowie knife.
I thought you meant your secret one that's shaped like the Eiffel Tower. You know, he has an Eiffel Tower secret knife next to his bedstand.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Why do you have so many knives?
I think we should be worried about him.
It's a lot easier to get knives than it is guns out here, okay?
No, not America.
We're going to get
in California, yeah.
We're going to get four guns.
Okay, keep going.
Brother.
Handsome? No.
Now's not the time, handsome.
Handsome. I know that you are not mentally stimulated right now, so you'd appreciate some fun playtime. We're currently working, so we can buy you treats.
Okay, so yeah, I hand Skyler the knife, and
why didn't you have the knife?
Because I went to the
Well, okay, so
this was a big man.
Well, here's the thing. So I open it first, right? And originally we were just like using a step stool, so we couldn't like actually get in there at first. But man, when I tell you, I was on the verge of like crying and gonna shit my pants if it was like one of those like scary movie moments where you have the phone flashlight and you peer around. And you
just see pitch black in there.
Oh my God, Zach, it is pitch black.
Like, you guys didn't turn on the light?
Well, there's a light. We couldn't reach it because you had to like be in there to turn on the light. And so then we go down and get the actual ladder, and Skyler volunteers to be the one to go up there.
Why did you feel such bravery in this moment?
I just thought, let's do it.
God.
If we're going to die, let's die.
You can protect a family.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, protect. Skyler had a very fuck it kind of moment. He goes, he legitimately said, if we die, we die.
Like how fast he just ran in here.
For our audio listeners, our English bulldog is getting feral right now. And I think he's attempting to show aggression at some point.
I go up there. We get the ladder. We get the light on. I crawl up there. And like I get to like the first little stop of plywood. And there are like empty water bottles.
And here's the thing.
And like dirty napkins.
But the way that he says it, he goes up there. And in my head, I'm hearing that creepy, like eerie droning music and like horror movies and stuff. And I'm just like waiting for him to say anything.
So in your guys' mind, you think there might be a stowaway?
Yeah. Yes. And here's the thing.
Well, because Jared starts pitching me. He's like, dude, you know this happened in Florida. A guy lived in the crawl space for 5 years or something.
It was like Florida or Texas or something where this family was noticing that like at night or like the next morning or whatever, a lot of their food would be missing, you know?
And we never have food.
Well,
that's
so
where
then,
all the Uncrustables went.
Exactly. We've been low on Uncrustables as of recent.
Then I started thinking about...
We blamed you.
No, that time when you were like, my protein shakes keep disappearing.
You think this guy's bulking up there?
Well, I just think it's quick, easy, you know, grab it. Like you might lose count. It's not like he's eating a full meal. It's just like, boom, he's got 42 grams of protein right there. He's good. And so, yeah, but there's a family that, I forget where it was, but they set up cameras. They noticed food missing. So they set up cameras in their kitchen, and they saw the guy come down through the crawl space, go into the kitchen, grab what he needed, and go back up.
That'd be terrifying.
That's what I'm thinking in my head, right? And Skyler, I'm waiting for him. It's quiet. He's like moving in there. The first thing he says, Jared, I don't mean to concern you.
But there was a man looking me in the eyes.
That's fully what I expected him to say. And he goes, he's like, there's like empty water bottles and like used napkins up here. And I think I almost, just had a heart attack. Because like, we're going to find somebody up there. What does he have now?
He got scared. Jesus. He got scared of the Christmas tree. He went under it. His collar got caught a little bit on a branch, and he sprinted. And now you've got
what is He's got like
he's got sawdust on the back of him now. Handsome, just chill for a second. We're trying to podcast, brother. Grab a mic or sit down.
Yeah, I crawled.
You're looking around. Okay, you're getting me to the climax. Where's this? What are we? Keep going.
What? Well, that's pretty much the climax.
So there was nothing.
So I crawl back. Hey, can you stop? So we crawl back. I crawl back as far as I can like get, and we determined it was like probably maybe this right before the start of the rooms.
Yeah, kind of around there.
There's a huge area back there that's pitch black. I can't see a fucking thing.
So you go in there.
I can't get back there. There's no way. There's not a way to get back there.
So there still could be someone back there.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, because
there's also another really viable option, and that would be that the people that came in and put the fan in.
Oh, I 100% the whole time. I wasn't trying to kill your guys' flow, but I gave the guys some waters that put the fan in, and they were up there.
I think they left their phone up there.
I think they left their phone up there and maybe some waters.
Yeah, but that wouldn't make it a good story.
Wouldn't make it a good story.
We deduced that very early on, too. I was like, fuck, it could be the...
I kind of knew when you said you heard a ringing that we think it was definitely that. But a fun story.
In my head, okay, I'm thinking.
Yeah, you really messed up with the buildup.
No, you fucked us.
Why did that?
That's just like the other day when you got mad at me for guessing too high of a number. You overpitched this.
You guys were leading me down a path I thought we were about to reach the golden city of yore. Hey!
Here's my thing, right? Because you didn't make it all the way back there, I still think somebody could be like hiding in the darkness.
Hiding in the dark.
A golem.
Smeagol.
What's the guy from the Lord of the Rings? Is that Gollum?
Yeah, Gollum. I think Gollum or Smeagol.
No clue.
Or
maybe both. Never really seen him.
I fall asleep every time. I'm being completely honest.
I've tried watching Lord of the Rings, and the first movie they have like a big. I don't know if it's a monologue. There's a bunch of writing on the screen, and it's kind of telling some backstory.
Oh, it's kind of like Star Wars.
I fall asleep every time. I've never seen Star Wars either.
Oh fuck, that's right.
I've tried.
I'm going to be honest. Okay, Star Wars for me is just like a nostalgia thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't... If you go back and like look at the movies now, I don't feel the same way watching them as I did the first time when I was a kid. I was like, now I look at it more critically and more analytically. And it it just doesn't have the same... I'm like, these aren't like the best movies ever made.
Yeah.
They were fantastic for their time, but...
I come back to you just... Throwing Star Wars under the bus?
No, I'm not throwing it. Like,
you have such a face of like somebody that wants.
Crusty shirt.
What'd you say?
Crusty shirt.
Why would you say that?
You got a crusty shirt.
Where? Show me where the crust is.
Turn around.
I got crust on my shirt?
Oh, you definitely got crust on your
shirt.
How much
crust?
We've talked about this already.
Based on the percentage, what percentage of the shirt has crust on it?
Well, I would say like maybe a 1% of the shirt has crust.
Then why are we bringing it up, man?
2%.
Okay, show the bottom of your shirt. You soaked it in water before this putt. It dried. God, did it dry. Look at your shoes. They look like you ran them through mud and then ran them through it again because they didn't get muddy enough.
No, they came like that. That's hard, designer.
What, you were working hard? What were you doing?
Probably chasing somebody down an alleyway.
To save?
No, I'd get them in a van.
Oh, you were doing hard work, but you were doing not good work. You could still do hard work, but not good work. Like, yeah. There's a serial killer out there that is the best.
He's really working hard.
He's a blue collar guy. Well, his victims have red collars now because slits their necks, obviously. Yep. But he's a blue collar guy. I wonder who like the hottest bad person is.
Hottest bad person.
Let's think about it.
Well, like people went absolutely apeshit over like Dahmer and the night.
Everyone always said that Ted Bundy,
not Dahmer, Ted Bundy.
They would let like Ted Bundy run through them any day of the week. I have seen some images and videos of the OG Ted, not the Zac Efron. I mean, we don't let Zac Efron hit, well, obviously.
That's the thing. He had such a reputation for being hot, they cast Zac Efron as Ted Bundy.
But he was homely.
His teeth were kind of gnarly, if I remember correctly.
I wonder why they thought he was so attractive. Who out of us do you think would be the best serial killer?
You.
Why? Can I do that? Can I follow up with a why?
You're methodical.
Persistent. Slimly arms.
How do you think I would do it?
You have killer eyes.
I can choke people.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd be into that.
Why? You do it one time, you get hooked. Because I don't see you stabbing somebody. It's too much blood. You don't want to have to deal with all that.
Yeah, definitely choking of some sort. Maybe not like strangling.
Maybe I was in the crawl space.
I think you would choke them and like sing them a soft song.
What song?
You know that softened version of Pina Coladas?
Oh, that is my thing.
If you like pina and coladas.
You said pina and coladas.
And getting caught in the rain. And you're seeing the life leave their eyes.
What's the next line?
If you're not into yoga.
If you're not into yoga.
If you have half a brain. But then on this line, if you like making love at midnight, you come in.
That's actually, when they die.
If you like making love at midnight.
Ah, got him.
Just as the light is leaving their eyes.
Wait, no, I created. Okay, we can get back to me being a serial killer if we need to. But I, before this podcast, I might maybe create a song of a generation. Remember I told you the lyrics?
Yeah, and I think it's a song already. But go ahead and sing it.
I kind of forgot what was it?
My reflection is you.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this is kind of like I know you're a music guy. Can I kind of pitch this for you? This is my manager right here.
Yeah, just from that line alone, I'm already kind of hearing a song that I think is already made.
My reflection. Wait, no, that's not the.
He started singing the fucking Pina Colada song.
Yeah, I know.
It was in a Backstreet Boy.
It had a cadence to a Backstreet Boy. My reflection is you.
No.
No. Oh, no.
That was High School Musical.
Zac Efron.
Wait, what? I sang the song after the fact too. What was the
dude? This was a chart topper. My reflection is you.
Yeah. Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Okay, so do it to that, and that's what it is.
My reflection's you. Oh. Oh wait, no. My reflection's you. Oh. But Wait, no.
Is that it? The song of the generation?
No, I'm kind of moving up to it, but listen. Put your phone down, man.
I'm looking up the song.
He's got a video he wants to show
you. It's my big song meeting. Okay, but it's like, essentially, I can't even... Okay, so this is kind of what I got in my head. We can work on the lyrics a little bit, but I can't even look in the mirror anymore because like my reflection, my other half is you. Like, I don't want to see where my reflection because my reflection is you.
Okay, yeah.
I don't even want to look in the mirror because my reflection's you. Oh.
I don't like... I feel like it should be more of a ballad, not so poppy.
What? Pop's great.
No, I do enjoy pop, but like that just seems like...
Okay, try it with me. We're going to do my reflection all together. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
And my reflection's you. Oh.
Count of five, huh?
That could be the remix.
It's definitely... I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Am I sexual? Yeah. Am I everything you want? Better rock your body now.
Oh, the song I was thinking of when the first way you sang it, there was more ballady, was the song that's like, and everything I do it for you. That's what I thought you were saying, like, my reflection's you.
And breaking news, 3 birds die outside of a home in L.A.
God damn.
What? Why? Bad song.
Oh, they died from hearing it?
They heard it and died.
Okay,
Jared.
This is my other song. I don't know if I pitched this to Alex Benjamin when he was on, Alec Benjamin, but it's a country song. But it's essentially... You know, people in country music, they really love their hometown. They really love just, you know, being in something they're familiar with, the trees, the gravel, all that. And then, but when you become famous or when you leave your hometown, you kind of miss everything. You miss, you're on tour, you're doing all this, you're in the big cities. So imagine, again, I don't have full lyrics. I've got more of just a phrase.
A concept.
But he's kind of just walking... Is essentially, I don't know where I should be. I'm in the city, but I got home in my right hand. Because like he's holding his woman, like she's from his hometown.
I remember you talking about telling me about that. I do like that.
Can we workshop it a little bit? Thank you, Rocket Money, for sponsoring this episode. Listen up, you little twerps. If you don't have Rocket Money, you're losing out on cash money. There aren't many services that give you your money back and then some. Do you understand? This is how it works. We are in a subscription-filled world. Most of us don't even understand how many subscriptions we have. Rocket Money itemizes all the subscriptions you have so you can easily cancel with a tap of a button. Do you understand how much money the average person that uses Rocket Money saves a year?
A billion.
Oh, don't overshoot it, man. It's $720, which is still a lot, okay?
Yeah.
$720 is the average that someone saves on a year just to sign up and use Rocket Money. If you're not using Rocket Money, you're wasting money, literally. Okay, when I got on there, and a lot of times there'll be a price hike in your subscription and it just goes unnoticed. You go on Rocket Money, you can see how much you're losing. Click of a button, you can get out of there. I've been subscribed to things for years that I haven't used for years, and I save money. That's all I got to say. This guy over here has some more information.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills.
What else do they do?
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and helps save its members, on average, $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions.
That's exactly what I said. Understand? $720 right in your pocket. Why would you not do it? Okay, listen to this. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/dropouts. That's rocketmoney.com/dropouts. rocketmoney.com/dropouts. Go get your money back with Rocket Money. Thanks for sponsoring the show. Hey guys, if you are struggling with anxiety or depression, you are absolutely not alone. Millions of Americans are searching for ways to feel better, but feel like they've exhausted every option and don't know where to turn. If that sounds like you, then maybe you needed the guided ketamine therapy from MindBloom, and it is and could be a game changer. MindBloom can help you feel better faster.
MindBloom is the leader in ketamine therapy, having helped tens of thousands of people overcome their anxiety and depression.
MindBloom's expert clinicians and guides can help you feel better in days, not weeks, and you can complete treatment entirely from the comfort of your home, which is my favorite part.
In a study of over 1,000 MindBloom clients, 89% reported improvements in their anxiety and depression after only 4 sessions. Now, MindBloom has new programs that go beyond depression and anxiety to help you overcome your challenges in everyday life.
Right now, MindBloom is offering our listeners $100 off your first 6-session program when you sign up at mindbloom.com/dropouts and use promo code DROPOUTS. Break free from anxiety and depression and feel better faster with MindBloom. That is mindbloom.com/dropouts and use promo code DROPOUTS. Thank you, Squarespace, for sponsoring this episode. Listen, if you're living in the 21st century and you don't got a website to your name, it doesn't make much sense because say you are a person that takes pictures and you got a portfolio and you want to show people your pictures, you should have a website to do it. Essentially, use Squarespace to make websites because you're being a big dummy if you don't have a website in today's day and age. You could be a chef that wants to show off their cuisines. You could be a blogger that wants to blog about their ex. You could be, again, photographer is a great way to show your work because you can upload high-res pictures. And you might think to yourself, but Zach, I don't know how to code a website. Oh, how about easy drag-and-drop templates that can create literally a website that's more beautiful than a coded website in minutes? But Zach, how do you guys use Squarespace? How about this? We have a website where we sell things. So e-commerce, ever heard of it? The holiday season is a beautiful time for e-commerce. Zach, so you're saying I can get online and I can sell my items to other people around the world using Squarespace? Of course I'm saying that. All I'm saying, really, is if you don't have a website in today's day and age, you're losing out big time. And if you're not using Squarespace, you're not doing it the easiest, most efficient, most beautiful way possible. It's as simple as that.
All right, guys, so you want to head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/dropouts to save 10% on your first purchase of website or domain.
That is squarespace.com/dropouts to get 10% off your first website or domain. Get your game up, all right? Thanks, Squarespace, for sponsoring the episode. You a sweet one. I would hug you if you're personified. Don't kiss him, man. That's my sweet Squarespace. The holiday season is here, and you know what that means? Things are expensive. We're spending money on presents. We're spending money on family. We're spending money on decorations. Okay, if you want to budget this holiday, budget your food expenses. That's a great way to cut back on the old cash going to someone else's pocket. Listen to this. Get more bang for your bite with America's best value meal kit. Every plate, their meals are 50% cheaper than your average fast casual meal. How sick is that? So ditch the takeout to save money while still enjoying fresh, satisfying meals. And you might be like saying, Zach, have you even ever had one of these meals? We've literally got them in our fridge right now, and I consume them almost on the daily, and they're delicious, and I put them on my belly, and my belly's happy. So think about that.
Zach, you love steak too, right?
Love steak. Can't get enough
steak. What's your favorite type of steak? Any steak.
Oh my gosh. Any type of meat that I can put in my mouth is in steak form. I absolutely adore.
Well, what about $1 steak?
You're lying.
I'm telling you.
You're lying.
I'm telling you. Now at every plate, they're introducing $1 steak for life. Add a 10-ounce ranch steak to your weekly order for just $1 per box.
$1 steak's right in your belly. Can't think of anything better. I got to start rhyming.
Yeah, you're not a good rhymist.
But you know what is good? Every plate.
Now we're raising the stakes for dinner. A little punny.
I'm smitten. Don't stress over dinner because they have 26, count them, 26 different variations of beautiful, tasty recipes that you can throw in your taste buds, go yum yum, put in your stomach, and get nutrition, huh? New options every single week with breakfast 24/7. That's right up my alley. If you know me, I like throwing breakfast right down the gullet.
So you know I've been trying to meal prep recently because we Uber Eats all the time.
Yes.
So
and it's really burning a hole in my pocket.
Yeah, so I turned to Every Plate. Yeah. And they hook me up, dude. I get the $1 steaks, and I get all these delicious meals. They're so easy to make, so fast, and they're just delicious. And so I've been hound dogging them.
How about you share some with me next time?
No.
So I can get my own at an affordable price?
Yeah.
Get a meal for just $1.49 plus a $1 steaks for life. That's actually pretty nuts. By going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49DROPOUTS. 49 the number. Dropouts the name. 49 Dropouts. Subscriptions must be active to qualify to redeem the $1 steak. And you want that $1 steak, baby. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49DROPOUT. Subscriptions, again, must be active to qualify and redeem the $1 steak. That's up to a $110 value. Thank you, Every Plate, for sponsoring the podcast and bringing us yummy, yummy. I got home.
I have a song that I've been trying to write.
Yeah? What is it?
Oh, you got notes?
I have some.
I also have a rap lyric.
Okay.
Yo, you all laughing at me, saying I'm the funny man. I guess I should start rapping my stacks in silly bands.
That's
actually the best thing you've done with them.
Really?
That's kind of impressive. I like that.
Because people just take me, I'm just a big joke to people. And I'm never going to be a true rapper, but I thought you'd like that.
No, I do like that. That's a good one. Thanks. That would kill in like a double XL cipher.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You think they'll call?
I think so. I think you're going to be the next class of 2024.
Give me a word. I feel like I can freestyle like out the wazoo right now.
Present.
Yo, it's almost Christmas time, but my present is the presence. I never think about the past because it is the present. How many times can this guy rap the present? You don't even know because I'm the next president.
And we lost it.
It's good. It's good.
I was looking into.
I thought you had a song.
Oh, yeah. You may not like it.
Okay.
I'm gonna make a change.
Wow.
Do you know my words to this song? I just wrote this.
No, it was so catchy that it was kind of just coming to my head. Wait, go again. I apologize for cutting you off.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life.
It's so prolific because you've been struggling for so long to make a change.
Yeah.
And it's like you finally keep going. Yeah.
It's gonna feel real good.
Of course it would.
Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
This is it, man.
Yeah, this is all I
got.
Bop.
That's all I got. But it's I'm thinking the hook to be something.
Can I try like? Okay,
go ahead. No, you go ahead. Do you have something?
Can I just offer a cadence?
Yeah.
I wanna make a change.
Yeah, yeah.
For once in my, you know,
yeah.
It's almost like
real Michael Jackson-esque.
It does have a Michael Jackson-esque thing. Yeah. Like if he was alive, I could hear him singing it. I'm gonna make. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the toe tap. Yeah, that's
once
great,
in
man.
My life. Okay. Fuck. Don't give that fucking look.
Dude, it's not a look. I just, you know when your brain like process.
If that was the same exact tone you had.
It just felt like you microwaved my inner ear canal with, You're singing. The boys are hanging out. It's a boys' day. The boys are hanging out. It's a boys' day. We got Jared over there. Skylar to my right because the boys are hanging out. It's a boys' day.
I think it should just be a strictly musical podcast.
Yeah, I know. Dude, yeah. can we have one where we started off just, we just go into it?
Would it be?
You're here for the fun. You're here for the laughs. This week we have Zach Braff. In case we ever have Zach Braff. That one, we'll write that one down.
I'm Zach Braff and I'm here to say... Hello, all. Come watch my play.
That was Zach Braff. We should kill.
Yeah, we should write CGI a Zach whole.
Can I show you a song?
So, such a bad podcast.
Anyway,
we let it off with a shitty story.
The story really let me down. I'm gonna.
Well, you fucking hyped it up to the fucking moon.
You guys hyped it up to the moon.
Listen, we gotta add something to fix that story.
What if we show video? It's like actually we have video of the crawl space. But they can maybe even see it a little. Wait, was there actually something there? But we didn't catch it.
Oh wait, but we'll cut this
gaslight
part.
The hell out of them.
Could we? No. Could we like we could do the thing. We could get like have like a POV of us going up there and like crawling up. And when we get to the black part, I can like put my phone out and then we could add in a jump scare. Could we do that?
Oh,
and just scare the shit out of them like that old car scene. Remember the car going?
Yeah,
down the
we could put on the old Grinch mask that was cut out. That thing's terrifying.
We threw it away.
Okay, we can get off music, but Skylar, can I show you? I don't know if I have shown you the song that Jared and I made.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, shit. He's got a fucking rock in his mouth.
Dude, where'd you get a rock? You are not the highest paid actor, and you don't get to put it in your mouth.
Oh, man, you want to talk about abrasive to the ears. The song that he's about to show you, over the mics, might make your ears bleed.
What do you mean? Again, it's only a 4-minute snippet.
4 minutes?
It's 4 seconds, I meant.
Oh.
Handsome. Look. Run it again.
Can I be completely honest? I have no clue what any of those words
he
are.
He said, how many butterflies do you see, my little angel?
Who is that singing?
Me. Sound good?
It doesn't sound like you.
Well, I was singing in a falsetto. Actually, don't know a falsetto. Oh, he tried it. Oh,
this isn't.
He's going under. No! Get under there, handsome.
I don't want my feet here.
He's smart.
What is everyone's plans for Christmas?
That was pretty impressive of him to slide under there.
He does that when he's.
Oh, no. Oh, he's coming for your feet. Get him.
Oh, God.
Why'd you say, oh, God, like that? Is that piss or shit?
Hey, guys, he's working on it.
What is that?
No, handsome pissed right by my booth. I don't know when I was with
him. He's mad at you.
Is it just now?
No.
You just put your foot all the way through it. Oh, dude.
God, that is so gross.
It looks like there's stuff in it.
I think it's just congealed.
Jesus. Don't say congealed when we're talking about urine. Do you have a urine heel?
Do I?
You dance through that pee like.
What? Because he was going to attack me. He was coming for my feet.
Okay, but you didn't wipe off the pee. Now you're just pee foot.
I didn't.
And that could last a lifetime. Hey, guys, if you see the comments, call Jared Peafoot on out. Why wouldn't you not want to be that?
Why would I not want to be called Peafoot?
Yeah. Little Peafoot.
I think it plays. I can think of several reasons why I wouldn't.
You do seem like the personification of a deep yellow urine.
A deep yellow urine.
It smells like I ate a bunch of asparagus.
Ah, yes. You look like asparagus urine.
I actually kind of enjoy asparagus urine.
Yeah.
Do you? Nice aroma.
We could start calling
just reminds
you.
Reminds me that I've been doing things right.
We could start calling you Silver. What about that?
Why Silver?
Asparagus urine. This is the letters A U. Is that Silver?
I think I don't know. It might be gold.
I think that's gold.
Golden shower.
Fuck.
Gotcha. I made you think the ding, and then you said it.
So Jared, you got any Christmas plans? Have y'all talked about Christmas plans?
Oh, I don't think so. Not yet.
Hold on. I want to do this because we butchered this the other day when we did it on the podcast, but I want to do the thing where we can see if we can say the same word at the same time, and we want to see who can get in less. Do you guys want to? We're gonna see which pair is the best. We can.
Y'all go first, and then I'll go with Jared, and then because I'm gonna grab my Zen pouches. I'll be right back,
dude. You don't have to nicotine right now.
I need it to live.
Yeah, he does.
Have you seen the trailers for that new Civil War movie?
Yeah,
Abraham Lincoln 2.
Yeah.
The Revenge of Lincoln?
Basically.
I like how he always puts the mic right in front of my face.
Can you push that? Yeah, no, it's a new movie I forget when it comes out, but it's a Civil War movie. So essentially, the U.S. is in like
United States for our audio listeners.
Okay, yes, the United States. So the U.S. is in like three different or like four different factions. So California and Texas want to secede and become their own thing, republics. It's called Civil War. So they want to become their own things. And then like the northwestern states want to become their own thing, like Oregon all the way over to Minnesota. And then some of the southern states to the east of Texas want to become like the Florida faction or something.
What do they want to do with...
I think I stepped in the piss.
Oh God, man, that is
still like
strong.
Is it a slavery thing?
No. I think it's like a commentary on the political divide in our country right now. Gotcha. And I think the whole setup for it is that
I think it's following journalists.
Is it following journalists?
I think so. I think Kirsten Dunst is in it.
Yeah,
I think she's a journalist, and they're like going into one of the facts.
Well, when the hell does it come out? Are we getting paid to promote this?
It's an A24 movie. It looks good.
Oh, I just think it's interesting and. I guess I heard recently that the president of the U.S. at that point in the story is on his third term. So what? Yeah.
He's about to have the kid then. Ah, it's trimester.
Trimester.
Sorry.
Hold on. Let me look
up. We saw Poor Things, the movie.
Ooh.
One of the best movies I've seen in a long time.
So funny.
So funny, so good, so funny, so good.
What is that movie about?
I don't want to spoil it because it's like...
Just saying what it was what it's about we'll say this. It.
Yeah, it's about a woman finding herself.
Yeah, it's Emma Stone trying to find herself.
Coming of age story.
I love Emma Stone.
Literally coming of age story.
Well, the good thing about you loving Emma Stone is she's got a lot of time on camera with...
Well, I'd assume so. She's the main character.
She's fully nude. That wasn't the good part.
That's not
the
sell. No. Oh, yeah,
no. I think
it sounds like a pretty good sell.
I think it's so pervert. I think it's so funny. And I think she was great in it. Mark Ruffalo. So funny.
Mark Ruffalo's in it?
Mark Ruffalo gave the performance of a lifetime.
Willem Dafoe is in it as well.
Willem Dafoe is always a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
This is a great cast.
And just like the way it was shot, just the way everything looked, it was just super cool.
Okay. All right, guys. Welcome back to Same Word.
Oh, yeah. Wait, real quick. Okay. It comes out April 26th, 2024.
You told me so early.
I did tell you so early.
That's like...
I thought it was going to be like a February movie.
That's like wearing lingerie on the first date and saying we can't have sex till 3 months in.
Until marriage.
Okay. Jared and I are up first. We are going to attempt to say the same word at the same time. You know how the game goes. Here we are. Can I get a 3-2-1 from Skylar?
3-2-1.
Ocean.
Christmas. Oh, that's a tough one.
Christmas ocean, the wonderful Christmas ocean.
Yeah, 5 seconds here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Water.
Nemo. That's close. Water and Nemo. Is that what you said?
Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Dory. Fish. What is wrong with you?
I thought Nemo and water. I thought fish. Okay. That you can't get mad at.
Character.
What do you mean?
I know that.
Nemo, fish. Yeah,
no, we're going to go to Nemo and water.
Yeah, Nemo and water, so we're going to go to the next best thing. Okay.
Fish.
So now we've got what? Dory and fish?
Dory and fish. I don't know where you're going to go with it.
Okay, I'm going to go. We're not going to get it on this one, but we're going to get it on the next one.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Marlin.
Okay, we got it. How many was that?
Okay, so we had Christmas, mine were Christmas, water, fish, marlin. Four.
That's pretty good. That's pretty solid.
He's going to beat us.
No, you guys can go now.
Okay, so me and you.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Bengals. Celtics.
Celtics and Bengals.
Fuck.
Oh, no. This is easy.
That's a super easy one. 3, 2, 1.
Sports.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck yeah. I love how we went for each other's teams.
I was going to get us to Cincinnati, but yeah, that's good. Okay, fuck. We got to get this on one.
Do you think we can do it?
No, I don't think so. I doubt it. I have no clue. I've gotten in my head about it now, too. Well,
count us down whenever.
I'm gonna do 5 so you get a little extra time. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Phone.
No! No fucking way.
We got it.
No fucking way.
Because he was like talking about getting his phone replaced today.
What?
And I just was like, oh, I, for whatever reason, I knew we were going to figure that.
I promise there was no, there's no.
Wait, did you get your phone replaced?
No, I need to.
Oh, okay. I was like, that looks new.
My last text to Zach was, what the hell is your dog barking at? And that was that was late last night.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How does that make you feel? They're on the same wavelength. Woke me up.
That's fucking insane. I thought we nailed that. I mean, in two?
We did. Yeah.
You did, but some people are close and some people are closer, and you'll find out in life.
Do you guys believe in that, like, twin telepathy thing?
No, I believe in hive mind, which twin telepathy, I think, is the highest extent of that. So if you're with a twin, you're with them 24/7 experiencing the same things. So you have the same look, so people are expressing themselves in the same way towards you, I think. So I think, yeah, you guys just obviously... You're living almost the same life, but maybe a foot apart.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I thought when you said hive mind at first, I thought you meant like a legitimate hive mind, like something out of the like science fiction movie or something.
I didn't.
Okay.
Decently common term.
Well, yeah. I was thinking in sci-fi terms, like telepathy, you know?
Gotcha. I apologize for... No.
Yeah, you should, because that was confusing as hell for me.
Sorry.
I went through a roller coaster.
I'll keep
there.
Things more literal.
Thank you.
I think twins think the same because they're around each other a lot.
That's perfect.
Yep, dumb it down.
See how I understood that completely?
I guess so.
Keeping things literal. I've been rewatching Arrested Development. Have you ever seen it?
Just the first episode.
Oh, so have you ever watched it?
Just one random episode.
There's a doctor on there, and I don't know his name, but he's so literal. So they'll come in and they'll be like, "Doctor, how is he?" I was like, "Oh, he's all right." And I was like, "Oh yes," and he's like, "No." I was like, "Why are you?" And the doctor was like, "Why are you reacting like that? He can't use the left side of his body." And just throughout the whole show, every time they go to this stupid doctor, he just
no, they got us again.
And the mother, she's always like, "I'm gonna fucking kill you." Like, I hate this doctor.
I did just see like a sit down interview between Jason Bateman and David Cross, mm-hmm. and they were talking about their first scene together on that show, and. Jason was saying, so I guess when they first meet, he goes, he's like, "Oh, how's the job search going?" And David Cross is like, "It's good. It's good. It's going to be good."
Yeah.
And Jason Bateman, he was talking, he was like, his character is so like deadpan straightforward mm-hmm. that after they did that first take, he went up to the director and was like, "Is David playing the character like the way that you want it to be played? Because like, I don't know how I'm supposed to react to that." And he's like, no, just do your thing. Just the weirder, the better. He's like, okay. And then from there on, it became like a hit show.
That show's hilarious. There's also a point where David Cross, he like in the show, he was like a behavioral analytics guy at one point or something. I don't know. And then he was a therapist. And so he had business cards that said he was like an owl rapist. But it was spelled out like anal rapist. And he was handing them out to everybody.
We went back to the musical thing.
We just like to sing.
I love a little show tune.
Yeah, we just got little songbirds in our hearts, you know?
And I don't think
And Alyssa doesn't let us sing when she sings.
Oh, that's so true.
That is true.
That's the thing about women. They hate fun. Don't clip that. Joke, dude. I know women love fun.
Oh, yeah. If you guys are wondering where Alyssa is, we have
dead.
Heath and Mariah's engagement party today.
Dead. I choked her out while singing Pina Colada.
Alyssa and Mariah are setting up for that as part of their Al Dente Occasions company. So that's where she is right now.
Add it to the portfolio.
Add it to the portfolio.
Yeah, Alyssa might not be with us very longer.
She has a booming...
event planning company is starting to go very well. So if she wants to spread her wings, guys.
And fly away.
Don't yell at her, okay?
Actually, well, do whatever you want, really.
Yell at her?
If they want.
Yeah, we'll give you her new address of her business, and you can come in there, and yeah, you can scream at her. Bring a knife if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But if, huh?
What did you say?
Bring a knife to cut the cake for the celebration of the new business.
Shoot her a promo.
Yeah. For her business.
For her business.
The name gets out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duh.
Hanger.
A hanger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hanger, obviously.
Hanger up a big banner that says, "Congrats on your new business."
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. For a second there, I thought.
Killer? Yeah. Killer with compliments.
You are doing so good with your company.
Yeah.
Take her family out back with a shotgun, put it to the back of all their heads, and blow them out while she watches.
Can't really do that.
For the company.
For the company.
All right. For the company.
For the company.
That reminds me of The Office. One of my favorite things is when he goes to improv classes and he won't stop bringing out a gun. It was a hidden gun.
They're like, you can't bring guns anymore. He whispers to the guy and the guy's like, oh, fuck. What did he say? He said he has a gun.
That's such a funny show. That my absolute dream would be on it. Be on a show like that. Oh, just to have like fun whistles and
just improv just all like day. The whole time.
Yeah, I was watching this thing on Step Brothers and they said 90% of the movie was improv or something. And I could be wrong.
That's just insane to me.
That's similar with like This Is the End. I think
it was
the script was like 30 pages or something.
That's also with Emperor's New Groove.
Did you see that? Yeah.
So for Emperor's New Groove, it went through so many iterations until it finally became what it was.
Originally, it wasn't supposed to be like a comedy movie. I think it was called like The Last Golden Empire or Empire of the Sun or something like that. And it was supposed to be this like big drama, like animated drama for Disney.
But the actors didn't even have a script. So afterwards, after they shot it, they did so much improv the movie. They're like, the entire movie was improv. The studio came to get the script for the vault and they're like, what script? Like, we need something. They're like, so the only real first script was produced after the film was already out.
Yeah.
Which Holy is kind of hilarious.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's one of my favorite Disney movies.
It's my favorite Disney, like kids movie. I love that
one. What about Surf's Up?
Surf's Up's good too.
Surf's
Up. I actually rewatched that not long ago. Very funny.
It is.
But that was like,
I was going to say the same later. Thing. Yeah.
It's so funny. So, I love anything mockumentary style.
Yeah. Which, it like, doing that for an Chicken animated
George.
Movie.
Huh?
Chicken George?
Oh, Chicken Joe. Chicken Joe.
Oh, shit.
Chicken Joe, dude. I love Chicken Joe.
Dude, they cook. He's like, they got me this nice bath with all these, like, aromas.
And they're just cooking him. We should do that at Alyssa.
For the business.
For the business.
For the business.
For the business.
We're in the hot tub. This is really hot. Yeah, I bet it is. Is that an onion? Dude, put more bubbles. You've seen the onions. Okay, if we were all on an island, I mean, honestly, we had to eat. We would eat her, right, first?
Can
the boys?
Yeah, well, just so the boys could actually get a plan to get off the island.
Exactly. And this isn't anything against her. This is, she's 4'10". She's small. I feel like we have a better chance of survival.
Y'all can eat me next. How about that?
Okay.
Just to make it fair.
So when we tell her we're going to eat her, you're going to bring that up. I'm probably going to be next. I'm going to be next, and I get that. But we did have a vote. What will we start with? For people that don't know, Alyssa is our assistant.
Well, what do you mean, what will we start with?
Like, what's the best part to eat on a human? Can you Google that?
Wow.
Yeah, go ahead and get your name on a list. Google that really fast.
What part of a human tastes the best? Can you just Google?
I would think probably like the ribs, maybe.
See, I was going based on like what I know with chicken. I was going to go with a thigh.
The thigh, you think?
Wow, the fact that...
Where's like the ribeye of the human? Nice marbled area.
The clitoris.
This says...
No.
It just says
what?
He.
The clitoris is like a little gusher.
This just says he. I don't know who they're talking to, but it's just a cannibal. He said he's spoken at length about what human meat tastes like and has said that the buttocks melted on his tongue like raw tuna and that his favorite meat was the thighs, which he described as wonderful. However, he also said that he didn't like the breast because they were too greasy.
I may be wrong. There's a documentary on Netflix about like each episode follows different serial killers. And there was a guy, I think he was killing and eating people in Canada.
And did he speak about it, the taste?
Yeah, well, they I think they caught him on like a message board or something because he was trying to get people. People could like sign up. I might be mixing like three stories, but people could sign up to go to like, you're basically consenting for this guy to kill you and eat you.
And what was the plus side on their end?
I guess they get to die, yeah.
But maybe it's dying in the most humane way possible because you're giving back.
You're nourishing someone else.
Yeah.
That's humans. I think we should start eating all of our loved ones after they die. Put them back into us.
If we were all stuck on an island together.
Would you eat me? I don't know if I'd have good meat.
No, but I would hate you. I think you might get banished.
I think you might
get banished from the tribe.
Why the hell would you banish me? What? It's three of us.
Yeah, but you got to think about like, it's a numbers game. You know, the more of us, the more likely we are to survive.
Hey.
Dead wrong, because like, what if we need to build something or like we have to?
Yes, you need more people.
You need more people.
Sure, you do need more people. But what's worse, like going to catch food?
I'm a fantastic builder,
buddy. I could picture you being like, guys, we need to do this. And then
and you're like,
me and Jared would be doing it. And you'd be like, guys, no, you got to build, no, build me the separate bedroom over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would want a separate bedroom.
Exactly. But you wouldn't be contributing to the building.
I 100% would be contributing.
We come back, we come back with a, we come back with a, we catch a fish or whatever.
No, 100%
with our bare hands. Slaving all day in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunburnt to hell.
Stop enslaving fish. And listen to me. I, if we were on the island, I would take leadership swiftly. And I would be a leader from the front of the pack. I'd be out there getting the fish. You guys,
all the time you say that the lead wolf leads.
We're
from
not
the
wolves.
Back.
We're on an island. We're three humans.
I know, but that's the excuse you always use to not do shit.
Have you guys ever watched?
Well, I'm protecting the pack from the back from polar bears.
If we really did,
we're on an island.
Somewhere, it would be just a nightmare. We'd die so fast.
No, I would survive.
Have you seen?
I have such a will about.
Have
me.
You watched Alone? They put people. Have you seen it?
Oh, no, you were telling me about it.
They put people on like an island, or not an island, they put them in some part. Sometimes it's an island, sometimes it's like freezing cold Antarctica, not Antarctica, like Alaska. And they get 10 items and they see who can last the longest. Whoever wins like 500,000. The first, one of the funniest things, the first season, they get dropped off and this guy like walks to the shore in Alaska and he sees all these like dead fish and he's like, oh God, there's bears in the area. And he turns around and he sees like a bear up in a tree and he's like, I'm done. He just
smart.
He leaves.
Because what is better, 500 grand or being
and then
alive?
I think the same season, it might have been the next season, a guy like went to bed at night and a bunch of wolves were around. They were just howling and stuff. He got out of there. He said, I'm not doing this.
So is there potential for them to die?
Yeah, well, so like there is potential for them to get attacked by something and get killed. Health-wise, they bring in like medics every 3 weeks or something or a week maybe. It gets the longer in, they come more often. But they check to see how like skinny you are, and they'll pull you if you're super, super like dehydrated or super emaciated.
But
that's why that's the hardest.
And bears can't do shit.
A woman has never won it. A lot of it is though, like in one of the seasons,
here he goes.
The girl was killing it, but she just got she lost weight at such a faster rate than the guy, and the guy had more to lose, and so she was just they pulled her, and the guy ended up lasting like three more days, and he won. But a guy killed a moose. And then he killed a wolverine that kept fucking with the moose fat.
How did he kill the moose? Like, those things are huge.
You're allowed to bring, you can bring a bow and an arrow if you want.
Okay.
And he shot it. And
just with, between but the it, eyes?
It's not like a compound bow. It's like a drawback bow.
Damn.
This is an obscure reference, but what were the books that we used to read when we were a kid about the boy?
Hatchet.
I love those books.
It was so good. I think everyone had to read those back in the day. I think it was part of the curriculum.
If you read Hatchet. Mm-mm. You never read Hatchet.
So good.
You never lived, man. Why are you dressed like Fabio?
I didn't know if the party we're going to. Nice. Yeah,
yeah. He's Skyler, showing me up right now.
The first thing Skyler says to me this morning when I saw him, he goes, "Jared, you look handsome."
No, he yelled downstairs and he said, "Dad, I don't know why Jared looks handsome. It's scaring me."
I didn't say scaring. I said you look handsome. You look handsome.
Thank you.
Put together.
Thank you. I didn't know.
Better than you, crusty.
I didn't know if the engagement party was like a nice thing or not.
Skyler said he's not going.
No, I'm not going.
Why?
He was literally invited.
I'm not going.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Why? What?
It's a day of celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him he's got to
really
come.
These people.
You're coming.
No, it's fine.
It's not a fine.
I don't feel good. I have an ear infection. That's why I'm having this off, because my ear's hurting. I think I have a chronic ear infection. It's been going on for years.
Chronic?
They have a plate ready for you.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
There's not plates. It's not a plate situation.
Yes, it is.
It's a plate situation.
And I told you.
You're already coming.
I told you many moons ago I wasn't going.
You didn't ever say this on another moon.
Yes, I did.
You did not speak of it on another moon.
We've spoken about it several times. I said, I don't want to go. I think that's more of an intimate thing. Let them have fun.
And I told you, no, it's not an intimate thing. It's everybody coming over and hanging out.
Yeah.
Celebrating two beautiful humans getting engaged.
And I'm sure it's going to be that. I just don't know them. It's fine.
You do know them.
I've met them once.
We pet emus together.
Yeah. We've shared life experiences together.
I get it.
We hugged a cow with them.
You can't hug a cow.
We hugged a cow with them.
I thought you said held a cow.
We also held a cow with them.
You can't hold a cow with somebody and then not go to their engagement party.
We're not turning this into something that's not.
You know how I get nervous in social settings?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You never do.
I don't know how to talk to people, and I feel like, I've said this before, I feel like you're my Dwayne.
Dwayne.
You're my rock.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Yeah. I need my rock today.
No, you don't. I know you. You're going to be prancing around, small talking your ass off.
Who would have thought when you mess with the cable that it would go out? No, but listen,
Baby into a corner a bit.
I need to
flustered.
I need to hook this anchor up to a big steady rock that's not going to go anywhere.
Mr. Cincinnati.
That is at best a piece of seaweed.
No, look at him. Dude, this guy's dressed to the nines.
But he's not a rock. Look at your hat. You're covered in moss.
I have a date today. I can't go.
No, you don't.
Oh, you have a date with an ear infection?
I got you there.
I can't go today.
Yes, you can. All right.
Come on, man.
I really can't. I have to crochet.
Speaking of this, we got to go. All right, guys. Thank you for staying. Remember, if you want to see our new drunk episode, it is on the Patreon, ready to get hot and ready. Do we have a 7-day free trial?
We do have a 7-day free trial.
Oh, yeah. Get on there for the free trial. It's not going to last long. You can also get in there to win the Xbox, the bunch of prizes for Christmas. It's honestly great. And if you stay at the end, make sure to put in the comments your favorite holiday movie and your favorite. That's it. I don't care about anything else.
Okay.
To be completely honest. Yeah. We got to go celebrate love. Skylar's coming with us, and we'll see you guys. Love you. Kiss me if you see me in public. Bye.
Bye.